This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The fate of the town of Soledar in Ukraine's Donbas region hung in the balance Friday. Russia claimed its forces had captured the salt mining town in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine says the fighting is ongoing. Ukrainian officials said Thursday more than 500 civilians were trapped inside Soledar, including 15 children. If Russia does capture the town, military experts say it would allow Russian forces and the Wagner mercenary group helming the operation to more readily target the nearby city of Bakhmut. U.S. President Joe Biden is welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida to the White House on Friday. The visit underscored the deepening U.S.-Japan strategic alliance. During the Oval Office meeting with the Prime Minister, President Biden said the United States and Japan have a lot of common ground.
Rather than figuring out how we can work more closely together, the more difficult job would be trying to figure out how and where we disagree.
Ahead of the summit, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, along with their Japanese counterparts, launched a series of changes in defense posture, military training arrangements, and command relationships, including plans to reorganize the U.S. Marine Corps units based on Okinawa. The Brazilian Prosecutor General's office has asked the Supreme Court in that country to include former President Jair Bolsonaro in its investigation of who incited the January 8th riot in the nation's capital, Brasilia. Prosecutors cited a video Bolsonaro posted on social media 2 days after the riot, saying newly elected President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva wasn't elected but was rather chosen by the Supreme Court and Brazil's electoral authority. Bolsonaro deleted the post the following day, but prosecutors